past 8.
As Robert Short was reporting earlier, the economy here is set to grow more strongly this year than had been expected and may even overheat, according to the latest quarterly bulletin from the Economic and Social Research Institute. Kieran McQuinn, a series research professor with the ESRI and co-author of the Spring Quarterly Economic Commentary. Kieran McQuinn, thanks for coming into us again. Overheating.
Good morning, Gavin.
What is overheating, and tell us more?
Yeah, I suppose we were initially concerned going back to just before the pandemic hit that the economy might be on the verge of overheating. I mean, overheating essentially is where prices really start to escalate out of control, if you like, and you begin to have a serious kind of competitive issues in terms of wages and prices in general in the economy and costs in the economy.
Well, what's the difference between overheating and inflation then?
Well, I suppose it depends on the nature and the source of the inflation. So presently, we've had inflation for the last year, but a lot of that is, if you like, exogenously determined outside of the economy due to energy costs and some of the issues associated with the pandemic. The kind of, I suppose, overheating that we focus on, if you like, is where it comes from activity in the economy. So when the economy is really growing at almost an unsustainably fast pace. And so just before the pandemic, we were beginning to consider this and think that this was an issue, because if you put it just in a slightly longer term perspective, the Irish economy has been growing really somewhere in the region of 4.5-5% on average over the last 5-10 years. And that's if you take out all the multinational related issues. So clearly it's come through the pandemic in quite a strong and robust fashion. We were concerned towards the end of last year that there was the possibility of an international recession this year, which would have had a very negative impact on our growth prospects. But I think those fears have allayed somewhat in the first quarter. And I think we see the economy growing strongly again this year. So if you put it in longer term perspective, the economy has been growing really strongly now for upwards of nearly 10 years. And I suppose the concern is particularly when you look at something like the unemployment rate. We're now forecasting the unemployment rate will probably dip below 4% next year. That's a very, very low unemployment rate for the Irish economy.
Not for the first time, you're reporting an over-concentration of risk in the economy. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think if we look at the performance of the economy, particularly in the last 3 to 4 years, it's you know, multinationals have always been hugely important to the Irish growth story over the last 25, 30 years. But really in the last 4 or 5 years, we've seen a surge in activity, or if you like, concentration of activity in particularly ICT and also pharma. Those two sectors have been really driving growth very, very strongly and right across the board in terms of areas like productivity, value added, employment, corporation tax receipts. We've seen obviously some tremors, if you like, in the ICT sector. We've seen a number of job losses there over the last period of time. And I suppose our concern is that if either of those sectors were to sustain a sustained downturn in activity and fortunes, then it would have quite a negative impact on the economy.
It is more sustainable than relying on buying and selling houses to each other, as was the case 10 years ago.
Very much so. And I think, with the recent issues that we've seen in financial markets and issues around banking sectors, I think it is the one consolation we have is that our banking sector is probably in a much more stable position, and the economy in general, I think, is growing in a much more sustainable fashion now than it was back in 2007 and 2008, when it was really on the precipice of the global financial crisis.
Talking about houses, and we were talking earlier about house prices, it looks like they've stopped rising, or at least asking prices have. What's going to happen next?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. There's two contrasting forces in the marketplace, I think, at present. So on the one hand, you have this continued imbalance between basic supply and demand. So we're building, last year we built nearly 30,000 houses. This year we'll probably build somewhere in the region of 27,000. That's some way short of what's actually needed on the basis of kind of demographics, migration, etc., into the economy. So that's going to continue to put upward pressure on prices. But we've seen the rising interest rate scenario over the last period of time because of inflation. And rising interest rates affects housing demand quicker than anything else. It really does act as a kind of a coolant, if you like, in terms of suppressing demand. And so you're seeing that affecting the market. So I think the issue is, if we continue to see high inflation, we continue to see rising interest rates, that's going to exert quite a strong downward pressure on prices in the market.
One of the government measures to try and deal with inflation has been cost of living measures, one-off money to people in people's pockets. What difference is that making?
Well, our analysis by our colleagues clearly shows that it has made a difference to people, particularly those at the lower end of the income spectrum. And those people benefited, if you like, on a relative basis in terms of the measures that were introduced in February. So it has clearly made a difference. I mean, clearly, as far as the inflationary situation is concerned, we can talk about moderating inflation, but that doesn't mean the prices are falling. It simply means that the pace of growth is easing off. So prices in general are now much higher than what they were 2 to 3 years ago. And even with moderating inflation going forward, they're going to continue to be higher.
Kieran McQuinn, thanks for coming into us. Kieran McQuinn of the ESRI. 8:30.